Yo, what's up? You are now rocking with the I Am Super Facts podcast. You know his slogan. He's got the belt. He's got the title. There are no challengers.
Yo, this is the I Am Super Facts podcast. You rocking with your boy Super Facts. I got my homie, my boy, the kid, ROD. He's in the building. What's up, ROD? How you feeling, bro?
What's going on, man?
What's been going on with you, man?
Not much, man. You know, every day, you know, working and stuff, you know.
Hey, you been hitting that gym?
Man, been busy coaching, so, but we finished up, wrapped up our season last night, so gotta get right back in the gym.
Where you was coaching at?
Walter Christian Academy, man.
How y'all do?
We did all right.
Come on, man. You gotta, what's all right, man? You gotta.
I mean, I think we could have did better. But, you know, under the circumstances, I think we did all right, you know, and that's honest.
All right, we gonna respect that on the respect. All right, man, you know why I got you here, man. Every time I got you here, we had to talk sports, strictly sports. That's you my cool. guy. I turn to you to talk about what's going on. So, let me see. First, I want to touch on the Dak Prescott deal. What you think about that deal that Dak got?
I'm excited, you know, by being a major Cowboys fan. I'm excited that we finally locked up Dak. It was long overdue, and, you know, I'm looking forward to Dak coming back from his injury and, you know, to us, you know, having a deep playoff run next year, winning the division, having a deep playoff run next year.
So, I mean, before Dak got hurt, you know what I'm saying, you think y'all were playoff bound?
We were playoff bound. We wasn't playing like it, but
enough to win a division.
Let's be honest. We have a weak division. Yeah. And so we're clearly the best team in the division. But when your quarterback goes down, and then the backup quarterback goes down, we was at a point to our third string quarterback. And we were still somewhat there at the end. You know, we lost to, I believe, the Giants. So I'm excited for Dak. We definitely got to shore up our defense because. No matter how great Dak is, the receivers, Ezekiel Elliott, if we're giving up just as many points as we're scoring, that's not a good formula for a playoff run.
So that contract, man, he got what he wanted, man. You know what I'm saying? Is he worth it? You know, because I seen that Jerry Jones made a sort of a controversial comment when he said every time he overpaid for something, it works out. But, like, you feel like they're overpaying for that?
It depends on your perspective. If you're looking at it as he's only won one playoff game, or I don't even think he won a playoff game, one or zero playoff games, if you're looking at it like that, then you might be on to something. But how I'm looking at it is what he brings to our particular team. He's worth it to this team. We can't, obviously, we weren't able to replace Dak this year. Unless we were going to get Deshaun Watson or go after Russell Wilson, he's worth it. He's worth it. And so I'm happy with it. I think he's going to do his part and live up to it. Like I said, he can't play quarterback and then go play defense. We got to show up our defense. The offense is not the problem. That Prescott's not the problem.
You know? So he ain't the problem. It's that defense. So.
No, I mean, and also to piggyback off that, Carson Wentz got paid, even though he earned it. Carson Wentz got paid. A lot of these other quarterbacks have gotten paid. Dak was long overdue for his contract.
Hey, you think it's like that because he's black? Do you feel like color, race plays a part in a quarterback game?
I'm not going to lie to you. First of all, I lost a lot of respect. I lost a lot of respect for Jerry Jones because he was quiet over incidents that were occurring over the summer. At the end of the football games, Jerry Jones gets interviewed. Jerry Jones always has something to say. But when those issues over the summer, the George Floyd stuff, this man was quiet. You had other people speaking out, and you're one of the faces of the NFL as far as ownership goes. You are the face of the NFL, Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft. And he was quiet. And then to answer your question, I do. I don't think the Cowboys wants it. They have it now, but I don't think they want it, a black quarterback as the face of their franchise. You can have a black receiver. You can have a black running back. But the face of the Cowboys, I don't think they want a black face as that franchise quarterback. I don't think Jay Jones is racist, but he definitely does cater to that. He does cater to that type of audience, that fan base, the white audience. You know, if we're just being honest, he caters to that, and I don't think he wants a black face as the face of the franchise. It took him a while just to get over Tony Romo not playing no more. Dak Prescott was doing well. This man was still, man, you know, Tony Romo. So, and I love me some Tony Romo.
Tony
but
in the booth.
You know, but it's like, come on, man. That contract should have been got done. You know, so.
I feel you on that. That being said, man, what you think about Cam Newton getting $14 million after the season that he just had, which, you know, I'm for any player getting paid, like no doubt. You're going to get your money. I'm not going to hate on you. But at the same time, your play has to reflect, you know, what you're getting paid. So do you think is he worth, you know, 1 year, the $14 million? Because what he played for, $1 million last year? Mm-hmm. And damn, they just bumped him up to $14 million. I guess me personally, I feel like Patriots, they ran out of options. It wasn't too much they could do. So,
I think that's a possibility. But I also think, everybody's been was affected by the COVID. But the Patriots were one of the teams that were affected by it the most. Right. Cam Newton missed games. There wasn't a training camp for Cam Newton to get acclimated to the system. So the Patriots, yeah, like I said, they were affected a lot by the COVID. And so I think if I'm looking at it like this, they feel like if they can go into an off season, everybody healthy, you get a training camp, you get the mini camps, and Cam Newton's there, and everybody's healthy, I think they're looking at it as, We can get back into the playoffs, and Cam Newton can be our quarterback, and I think it could happen.
Can he throw? That's the question, man. Can he throw downfield? Do he have the weapons?
It's never been his arm strength. It's always been his accuracy. And then as far as the weapons, you know, that was an issue even before he got there. That was an issue before Brady left. Are the receivers on the Patriots? So that's not really a Cam Newton thing. You know, that's whoever Bill Belichick needs to get some weapons out there.
But after the shoulder surgeries, you know, I think that kind of affected his play on the field. You know, he can still run the ball, no doubt. Yeah. He's great at that. But, like, I just didn't see it from last year. I don't know if it was the play calling, like you say, the weapons – or not, but I just didn't see any type of, you know, down the field action from him.
Well, if any team or any coach is capable of adapting to maybe you know, not having the weapons or the deep threats or quarterback with the arm, it's Bill Belichick. I mean, they did it for years, Dink and Dunkin' for years with Tom Brady before they actually began to get weapons, you know, your Randy Mosses, your Gronks, you know, your Wes Welkers. So, receivers of that nature. So, I feel like they can adapt if Cam Newton's arm isn't what it used to be. But, you know, we'll wait and see. You know, it's the offseason is approaching. Well, offseason is here. The draft is approaching. So, you know, we're just going to see what's going to happen.
Okay. We got some news in today. Great Tom Brady, fresh off Super Bowl win. He just restructured his contract so the Bucks can retain some of the players or all of the players that they have to keep, I guess, this super team. That's what people want to call it. What you think about that, man? I know you're not too – I mean, are you high on Brady, man? What you think about Tom Brady, man?
He's not my GOAT, but he's a great quarterback.
Okay, so I don't want to go – like, I don't want to dive into him not being your GOAT.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I do want to know why. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want you to go, like, deep into it. Okay. You know, just give me one reason why he's not your GOAT.
So let me say who for I guess for this era, okay. I say the past 20 years.
Okay.
I don't feel that he's better than Peyton Manning. If you take the rings aside and Brady, if that's your argument, then Brady got it. Nobody's gonna nobody has more rings than Tom Brady. Nobody may ever catch Tom Brady when it comes to rings. But I will point this out. There's nothing that Tom Brady does that Peyton Manning can't do better or has done better. Then, if we talk about head-to-head, Tom Brady does have the advantage in head-to-head. But in the playoffs, Peyton Manning has the advantage. Peyton Manning has beaten Tom Brady 3 times to Tom Brady beating Peyton Manning twice. And those 3 victories were games to go to the Super Bowl. So, and as far as IQ, I don't think there's ever been a smarter quarterback than Peyton Manning. So that's my guy. But you know, I'm not taking nothing away from Tom Brady. If you have him as your GOAT, is more than justified. You know, I mean, he got 7 rings. You know, so and he's still playing at a high level. You know, at 43. So I take nothing from him. He's just not my GOAT.
I feel like he has to get applauded for the things that he does as far as always restructuring his contract. He did it in New England. Now he's doing it in Tampa. And
hey, listen, I hate to say it, but, man, they can win it again. They can definitely win it again. They haven't lost anybody, I don't believe. So they could definitely win it again.
Yeah, you got Mike Evans who's saying he a restructurer.
Chris Godwin got franchised. Right. So,
do you think they're going to keep Antonio Brown? He only signed a 1-year deal.
I think Antonio Brown, he played well enough to where he can get another contract anywhere. So,
Definitely.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking, would he stay on the Bucks? That's what I'm asking. I know he can get a job.
Personally, if he wants to, I guess, sacrifice and stay on the team and just be a part of the team and win another ring, then that's up to him. If he wants to go somewhere else where he can probably contribute more, which I think he probably should, then, you know, he can do that as well. So it's totally up to him.
Okay, all right. I think that's enough NFL, man. That's, you know, got a whole – Six months before the NFL season start, but you know how it is. Yeah. You know, the NFL season never starts. Yeah. It never stops. So let's talk about, you know, everybody's damn near everybody I know first love, the NBA. We're in the second half of the season. Games started 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
We had the Brooklyn Nets play the Celtics last night. Brooklyn Kyrie, 40.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go ahead and say that I got Brooklyn to win a championship. I'm not going to say that just yet. But damn, they're looking like the team to beat. And they haven't even – and KD to miss how many games in a row now? Like 10 games?
That's the scary part.
That's the scary part. And they just added Blake Griffin. I mean –
Well, I'm going to say they're going to the finals.
Okay.
I'm saying that right now.
I just feel like LeBron and AD, they got to add something. You got Andre Drummond that's out there. Who else? Is there somebody else that's going to get bought out?
PJ Tucker got bought out.
PJ Tucker, and you got, what's his name, down in San Antonio.
Oh, LaMarcus Aldridge.
LaMarcus Aldridge and San Antonio, they looking to trade him. Yeah. I think the Lakers need to get two of them guys or at least one of them guys to you know what I'm saying, to, because I just can't see them with the team that they have right now. I don't see them beating the Brooklyn Nets four games. I just don't see it. I mean, that's LeBron. You know, you never count LeBron out.
Right.
But we also talking about KD.
Right.
We also talking about James Harden, Kyrie Irving. I mean, that's a real three-headed monster.
Yeah.
And AD is, he's like straw man, dog. Like, yeah. He can't never stay healthy.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. What you think, man? What you think?
I agree with you. The Lakers definitely need to add something else. And, you know, first things first, you got to get AD healthy. But then you got to add something else. Marc Gasol I thought it was okay when they got him, but I just feel like you could have just kept Dwight Howard. He was more impactful off the bench than Marc Gasol is starting. You know, and it's like they just need more, especially, and it's really not their fault. You know, going into the season, expected the Nets to get James Harden. I mean, we knew that was a preference, but you know, going into the season, you just didn't. It wasn't expected. So, you know, now we have to, the Lakers have to make a move to respond to that, because, hey, you know, I had my doubts as far as defensively what they were gonna do and how they would look, but. When you got those three guys, you might can get away with not having a strong defense. You know, James Harden walking triple double, Kyrie Irving, you know,
can take over a game.
One of the most skilled players in the game, if not the most skilled. Then you got Kevin Durant, a two-time champion MVP, and he's not playing yet. That's just crazy. So. You know, then you got they bench is getting look like it's getting better. Joe Harris, you know, Lakers gotta do something. They gotta do something.
How big is the Blake Griffin pickup?
It's good, because even that, I mean, of course he's not the same as what he was, but you add somebody like a Blake Griffin and you bring him off the bench, that just makes your team, and you're able to bring him off the bench, that just makes your team a little bit more stronger, and you keep him, you can keep his minutes down, monitor his minutes, you keep him rested, and you know, you keep him fresh for a playoff run. That just makes the team more stronger.
Yeah. My thing is, my dark horse is gonna be Kyrie. Because to me, like a lot of people they talk about KD, they talk about James Harden, but they kinda like put Kyrie to the side as if Kyrie, like he don't have that championship experience. I mean, he's been there before. James Harden hasn't. I mean, James Harden got an MVP. I get that, but we gotta see it in the postseason, which he on a team now that he's gonna get that, you know, that championship help. But Kyrie, man, after I seen what he did last night against Boston, like 40, man. Like, that dude is scary when you can have James Harden handling the ball. And he can play off ball and like an Allen Iverson type. Man, it's scary, man. And that, I don't know, man. I don't know how, you know, what's going to happen. You know, if the Lakers in Brooklyn make it to the finals, oh, my God, that's going to be really, really a real good. I think it'll be better than watching the Cleveland and Warriors series. I just feel like the NBA probably need Brooklyn and LA to get to make it to the finals it'll be a real exciting, good for TV finals, man. I'm looking forward to it. What about you?
I'm definitely looking forward to it. That'd be great. You know, you talk about all those marquee players on the court at one time.
Right.
Yeah, that's
Last but not least, man. Man, let's talk about the home team.
Talk about the home
team. Let's talk about the home team, the Chicago Bulls. This team, I don't know what to say about this team, man, because they play hard. I no doubt they play hard.
Look way better than last year.
Way, oh, man, 10 times better, and that's coaching. I feel like that's coaching. But I still feel like they missing leadership. I mean, Zach LaVine, okay, a lot of people get on me. At first, I wasn't that high on Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine has showed out this year. You can't deny that. But as far as leadership goes, I don't look at Zach LaVine as a lead. Like, he hasn't, to me, stepped up and said, yo, I'm about to put this team on my back. Oh, man, he's just a stat stuffer. You know what I'm saying? He scores with the best, though. Mm. But as far as making an impact on his team and saying, yo, we going to make the playoffs this year, like, I don't see that, man. I just don't see it.
I mean, I think you might be onto something. The boy, yeah, we definitely need maybe another vet. I like what Garrett Temple has brought to the team, though. He brings that veteran leadership. It's hard to like you said, Zach LaVine is great, and what's crazy, he's only 26 years old. It's like he's an old 26 because he's been in the league so long, you know, ever since he left out as a freshman. So he's only 26 years old. So I'll put it this way. If the Bulls don't make the playoffs, at least a 7-8 seed, I'll be disappointed. That does have to fall on your best player's shoulders to say, hey, I'm finna take us to the playoffs. I'm finna carry us to the playoffs. So, and I think that's a challenge for Zach LaVine to just put the team on his back and take us to the playoffs, man. You know, we've been waiting about 2-3 years, man.
We
gave up a lot for Zach. You know,
I mean, of course, we helped Jimmy.
We gave up Jimmy Butler, so it's right. It's time. But, you know, Zach LaVine coming along, I think he is he's becoming our franchise player, somebody we can, build around. And I like the pieces we got around Zach. I like Kobe White. I like Pat Williams. Wendell Carter, Larry Markin. All they got to do is stay healthy, you know. So we have a nice core, a nucleus. Denzel Valentine off the bench. So I like what we have. It's just time to take that next step and, you know, make the playoffs, because that rebuild has been about 2-3 years, so it's time.
Shit, it's time. They've been rebuilding.
We hit that. It's time. Let's go ahead and get to the playoffs.
It's time to take it to the next level, man. But I'm just not sold, man. Like, I done backed off my comments of trade Zach LaVine. I backed off that. Yeah. I was yelling that early in the year, like, yo, we need to trade this guy, see what we can get. But I backed off because one of my homies told me, like, yo, they just doing the same thing over and over again.
Same cycle.
And, okay, you're right. They are doing the same thing. Well, okay, if we going to keep them, let's build the right players around them, and let's somebody pull them in the office and say, hey, shake them, do what you got to do, and tell them, like, look, man, hey, we need you, man. We need you to get in some people's faces.
Yeah.
We need you to smack Kobe White upside the head and say, hey, man, we need you to calm it down a little bit.
Take
control of this. You the point guard. Take control of the team. Get us what we need to be. And when it counts, I'm going to step up and bring us home.
Yeah.
That's what we need, bro. Because Kobe White, like, I heard a lot of people saying, hey, trade Kobe White for a point guard, for Lonzo Ball. You know what I'm saying? But I like Kobe White.
Well, I mean, listen, Kobe White in high school at North Carolina, he was a scoring point guard. So people may not be necessarily wrong in saying we need more of a pure point guard, but – hey, let that man grow. And, you know, I'm being a little biased because I am a North Carolina fan.
Respect.
Go Tar Heels.
Respect.
We're going to beat Florida State tonight, you know. So, Let that man grow. I feel like he's gotten better since last year. Jim Boylan, almost like it seemed like he had a short leash on Kobe White. Let him grow, and then we'll see what happens by the end of the year and how Kobe White is looking next year. You know, that's all I'm gonna say about that. I'm not trading Kobe White. Let him develop.
Yeah, man. I don't want to trade him either. I want to see him develop. It's like people. You know how it is nowadays. Yeah. We're impatient, man. We want to see. He's a lottery pick. We want to see him come in.
And he really got. He got. Like I said, he had a solid season last year, despite bad coaching and Jim Boylan's bad coaching. Then he's gotten better this year. Then he was actually, in my opinion, he was snubbed for the rookie world game or whatever, you know, that game. So Kobe White's having a good season. Like, just be patient.
It's just the consistency. That's all. Be consistent. You know, that's all. Because you can see him. He has scored. He'll score, you know, 15, 20. Yeah. He'll do that.
He can light it up. So
yeah, 3-point. He just takes some knucklehead shots. But hey, what about there's one more player we could talk about on the Bulls, and you know, we can end it on that note. Wendell Carter, man. Like, I don't know what we got in this guy. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. What do you see in Wendell Carter?
I see some upside, but you know, we waiting, and like we're saying, everybody needs to develop for the Bulls to take to the next level. So, Zach LaVine, Kobe White, Wendell Carter, Lauri Markkanen, all right, because. Can't keep saying, like, after maybe next year, once next year gets here, well, it will be Wendell's, fourth year? It'll be Kobe White's third year, Lauri Markkanen's fifth year. It's time. So, really, the time is now for, you know, like, that starting five, LaVine, Carter, Markkanen, Kobe White, Patrick Williams, a rookie. So, we give him time, but you can see what Patrick Williams going to be. So, the time is just now. The time is now. And it's like those five guys, our core, our nucleus, is now. So, Wendell Carter's got to stay healthy. And, I think Wendell Carter could be all right. I like our team, man.
Our team, too.
But it's time. You know,
I feel like I said before, I feel like they play hard. But they losing games they should win.
Yeah.
Like, you have to beat a Philadelphia 76ers team that don't have their two best players. Yeah. You have to win that game when you got all your players.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, if the Bulls make the playoffs this year, kudos. But it's going to be like, you know, like Hove say, we don't believe you. You need more people. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like that because – You can't beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. So, hey man, look, I'm gonna have good faith in the Chicago Bulls. I love the Chicago Bulls, but we gonna see what's gonna happen, man. Yeah. On that note, we gonna sign off. ROD, you got anything to say before?
Hey man, I just appreciate being here, man. I can't wait till the next time I'm on here.
We doing this. Like, this is going to be we want to do this probably once a week.
Hey. So yeah, y'all tune into the next show. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys next show.
Yo, we signing off. This is the I Am Super Facts podcast featuring my guy ROD.
Go BC. Illinois. Yeah. Go Illinois. Go North Carolina.
We'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.